FM's Ben and Christy. Podcasting now. Telstra Stores, 3rd Street, Albury, and Wodonga Plaza. 104.9 Star FM.
It is a massive miracle that I am sitting here before you this morning to do the show.
A miracle, she says. Okay.
You know why? Because I was behind the eight ball yesterday. I went and got my hair cut in the late afternoon, and then I went to gym, and then by the time I got home, like it was about 7:30 or something, I still hadn't even started to cook dinner. And all I had in the fridge was stuff to make soup. And I was like, oh, I feel like I'm a little bit behind the eight ball. And all I feel like doing is chucking on a bit of toast and having an egg on it. Or maybe even just having some cereal for dinner. Because it's too late. By the time I bloody clean up, I've got to puree the soup. Then I've got to clean everything. I'm a bit over it. And then there was a part of me that was like, Christy, stop being lazy. Get off your ass and go and make a proper dinner. You've got all the food in there. Just go and make it. So I was like, okay. So I was like, whatever. I went and made the soup, and it was a recipe for chicken and cauliflower soup. And it looked really nice. And I was like, oh, it's only going to take me, you know, 20, 25 minutes to make. It's going to be a cinch. So, you know, made the soup. And the way that you actually had to cook it, you needed two chicken breasts, and you fry that up first. And then later you put that meat back into the soup once it's cooked.
All right,
and
I'm
then
with you.
You stir it up to warm it up. The problem was I didn't have any chicken breast fillets in the kitchen or in the fridge. I was like, I only had chicken lovely legs, which is like those little thigh fillets.
Yeah,
nice. They've got the little bone in them. So you use them in casseroles and slow cookers. They're really yummy.
Okay.
Like really tender meat, but they need to be cooked for ages. So I was like, no worries. All I'll do is chuck them in the fry pan. I'll leave them in there for like 20 minutes. So that's got to cook the meat through. I'll be right. And by the time I left them in there for like 20 minutes, the outside of the meat was all brown. And I was like, yeah, that looks like they're pretty much
done.
We're
laughing. We're in business. Get it in
there. Or if anything, they're overcooked, you know. So I did the soup and then I put the chicken, which I thought was cooked, back into the mix. And I stirred that up, heated it up for a little bit, sat down to my dinner. This is late. This is like 8 o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock.
Quarter past 8.
Yeah, okay.
And when you've got to get up as early as we do, like that's a pretty late dinner. Then I sat down and I was like, oh, I'm so glad I went to the effort. This soup's really yummy. And anyway, as I went to peel the chicken off the bone to kind of put into the soup as I was eating it, blood. It was bright red on the inside. And what had actually happened, the juice from the undercooked chicken had actually splattered onto the cauliflower soup. So I had this bowl of white cauliflower soup and this pink / red juice from the chicken. It was like the blood had kind of mixed into the soup. And I was like, seriously? I sat there and I was like, I've got this beautiful soup in front of me. I've slaved over. It took a lot longer than expected. I'm bloody starving. I'm beside myself with hunger. What do I do here? I've got an issue. Do I eat the cauliflower soup with the chicken blood through it and risk it? Or do I just chuck the whole thing out? And what a bloody waste of time and money.
What option did you go with?
What do you think I went with?
I'm going to say chuck it out.
You know me, I bloody ate it.
You ate it, you monkey.
Chicken's
a no-go.
I said to my housemate, I'm like, ooh, what do you think about this?
Because you didn't eat the chicken.
For some reason, you feel like if you have a second opinion, it's going to make you less sick. And I was like, hey, Sarah, babe, what do you think about this? Can I eat this soup? She was like, ooh, the chicken is pretty undercooked. I'd just chuck that back in the oven if I were you. And I was like, look at this, though. There's that pink juice now through the cauliflower soup. And she was like, ugh. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to go in. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to eat it.
Did you eat the chicken as well?
Yeah, the bits that look cooked. The outside bits.
All right, so when you went to... food poisoning can kick in within 20 minutes.
Yeah,
how'd
so
you feel? How's your
here
guts
I form? Was, and I was on the phone to my other half saying, and I was like, nah, still not sick yet. And then 10 minutes into the conversation, I was like, yep, nah, I'm actually still not sick yet. And he's like, what's going on? And I'm like, I just ate raw chicken and the blood of uncooked chicken in my cauliflower soup. I'm waiting for the food poisoning to kick in. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. But hey, at least I got a nutritious dinner. And he's like, it's not very nutritious if you're going to be vomiting it up and pooing it out later. And I was like, yeah, you make a good point.
More so. Imagine working like, why aren't you coming in? You're like, that's self-induced food poisoning.
Good morning. He's Ben. She's Christy. I know what this is. This is Star FM.